Learning Masech, this human have Samach Vav in the days. In discussing the din of Shiluach, Lesila Azazel, the Gemara brings the Maisa Tanar Abonan Ish Lahakshir is Azar. Ish to tell you that Azar is Kasher, Iti Shem Azumin, that he should be prepared, he should be Muchen Me'esmon, as she says, and Iti Afilu B'Shamis, Iti Afilu B'Toma. That's the Gemara's four Joshes, Ish to tell you Azar, Iti to tell you Esi Mezumin, and Iti tells you B'Shamis and B'Toma. And the Mishnah says, a kol kshem l'richai, el she'asa kainim kva, the kainim made a rule that you need a kain to do it. Lo'im nicham es Yisrael l'hilichai. Then the Mishnah says, Amrei Besi, ma'isav alicha arsala v'Yisrael haya. They said there was a time, a man named arsala brood, and he was a Yisrael. The Siyah Chisuk explains, Rei Besi is not a ma'isav lister. Besi fakaret, he's a green. He's bringing a raya that a Yisrael is mutter. That says he's bonded, we always have a kain. That was because of a rule. Because one time they brought Arsla, it was Yisrael, that shows you that Yisrael is kasher. If it was Yisrael's pasul, then never would have been able to have Yisrael. If Yisrael is kasher, it's just they made a kavah, so then there could be exceptions to the rule. That's why Arsla brought it. That's their basic shtems. Now the other drasha, iti afilu b'shamis, iti afilu b'tumah. So I said, iti afilu b'shamis my hilchasa. What's the halach? In other words, what chil shamis is going on over here? Which is a little bit shver. What was the Gemara's kasha? Why don't you say the Chil Shabbos was that it's being thrown off the cliff and there's it's a Shabbos of Sheikhet. So now, Kreinim, like we're going to speak about the Shagas Aryeh and Simenayin, the Neid Behuda, Arachayim Tiyanusim Mavav, which going to mention, they say a word that it's the Gemara's mashav of Shilach Oisib Yadish Itiyat, the Shluch itself, even before the Tchil took. Is Deich HaShabbos. And they want to know in the Shluch itself, what Isser is there for Chil HaShabbos. So if Sheisha says, if the Sila Azazel was sick and can't walk, he could put it on his shoulders. And the Gemara says, is that going to be Nasin? He says, that's my. No, because if he can't walk, then everyone agrees that Yechayiv. And then the Gemara says, Amar Afram Zeis Nemeris, Eriv Vetzal HaShabbos, is the Isser Vetzal HaShabbos, and Eriv Vetzal Yom Kippur. But there's no Isser Vetzal Yom Kippur. The Ritva speaks out that why shouldn't there be an Isser Eitzah and Yom Kippur? Ayin says like Sasa Malacha. Teretz is, from the Pasuk of Sasa Malacha, you would know Eitzah. You need Exeris Sakas of Eitzah. The Rishonim say in the beginning of Shabbos is a Malacha Gurua. It's really not, really doesn't, not much of a Malacha. What's the difference if you bring it from Shisliyachat to Shisliyachat to Shisliyachat to Shisliyachat? That's how Tosis puts it. Their man puts it in the beginning of Shabbos, because if you could carry something all day inside of Shisliyachat, you carry the most heaviest loads. And it's not a malacha, and you carry just one feather from a shesiyach shesharam, it is a malacha. It's exerius akas if you learn it out from ishish al yaviyoid malacha malachas akaydish, or al yaitzi ishim kaima, which you learn out from al yaitzi. So maybe it's dafkadin and shamas, not in Yom Kippur. Now Rashi says that, what does it mean, the mayhil chasa? Rashi says, machil shamas yeh shutzuch atirei, Imishim Tchumim, if it was that they're going out of the Tchum, the Rabbanim Almaninu. Tchum is the Rabbanim, Shagazulay Machamat and Tayr. So there's a Kasha that the Rishayim already asked this Kasha. The Rif at the end of the first parak of Erevin has a Shittim that the Tchumim of Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa. Tchumim of Alpayim Am is the Rabbanim. Tchumim of Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa. And the Rambam was also wait. The Rambam in the Shabbos parak of Zion and Lacha Aleph, and the Smag holds that way. The Kamri Shainim, the Rif, the Rambam, the Smag, Ravi Shainim, not the way the Taisis and the Rosh and Erevin and the Balamar and the Ramban, the Rajbah, the Ritvam, they all hold that no, that Tchumen of Yud Beis Mil is also the Rabbanan. They bring a lot of Rais from the Gemara that there is no Din Tchumen the Rais according to Gemara. This is one of them. The Gemara, the Rai is, what's the Gemara asking Shabbos Mahil Chasa? And the Gemara has to say a case that if it's sick, then you could Merki Ve'al Ksefai. Why don't you say it's going out of Yud Beis Mil? There's really a Mishnah later. According to Rav Meir, it's going out of Yud Beis Mil. But even if it's not going out of Yud Beis Mil, the pshat is, you need a pasuk to tell you, in case the cliff is more than Yud Beis Mil away. We don't know exactly where it is. It could go more than Yud Beis Mil. Yeah, I mean, it's a tchumen. As I affection the Rishayim, the Ramban, and the Rajba in Erevin, that one of the rayas they bring, that according to the Shas Bavli, there is no tchumen the Raisa. So it's the Shagas Aryeh and Simon Ayin and the Neid Behud and Archayim Tinyan Sim Mevav Shneim Kivnu L'Dav Recha. They're both Mechad and Mamish the same Shtikal Teir. that other Rabbah. For me, it's a raya to the riff in the Rabbah. And it goes like this. Taisa say Amar Rafman brings the Gemara increases. The Gemara increases after your Dalit says, how the Rafman bedusihi? Why? Because he wants to say, Ein Erev Vaitzoli Emikipurim. And Machari, why is he saying, Ein Erev Vaitzoli Emikipurim? Because if on Yom Kippur it's Asr, so she needed a pasuk for Yom Kippur. Elamai you see on Yom Kippur it's mutter. So Mela Shabbos is mutter. Elamai you must be carrying his mutter on Yom Kippur. So Mela you have no right. You need a pasuk telling you that carrying his mutter on Shabbos. As I, that's what Rav from Zed. So the Gemara increases that Fidal says, how the Rav from Medusahi? Because it's Seir Mishleach is different because it's Sheir B'Yom Kippur and B'kach. In other words, even if we know it's Deicha Yom Kippur, and let's say carrying Yom Kippur is Mutter for the point of the Seir Mishleach, but that's because it's Akshay B'kach. When the Torah said that you bring a Seir Mishleach Yom Kippur, Mimele the Torah is being Deicha Yom Kippur. When you add a new Issa, which is not Akshay B'kach like Shabbos, Mechat Issa ready. So, I have no raya that there's no Din Aitza on Yom Kippur. It's just that there couldn't be an Issa on Yom Kippur because Akshay B'kach. You always do the Seir Mishleach on Yom Kippur. And that wouldn't tell you that it's Deicha Shabbos. You would say Yom Kippur is Nidin Lidachis because it's Akshay B'kach. But that won't be a Raya for Shabbos. So that's what it says. So how did Rafram Medusa? So why did Agamara say? Agamara says Rafram, and it stays that way. I'm a Rafram, Zayis Zemeris, Erev Itzal Shabbos, Erev Itzal Yom Kippur. How come the Gemara in Kriisa says that Rafram is a mistake, and the Gemara in Yuma, Bim Kaima, doesn't say it? So Taisus in Kriisa says, Regilasu, the Divrei Torah Nivim Kaim Vashirim Makam Acher. He brings a Mayim Chazal, Divrei Torah Nivim Kaimam Vashirim Makam Acher. Sometimes it's a Regilas, the Divrei Torah, it doesn't, in the place where it is, it doesn't explain it so well. Someplace else, you'll find out what it really means. So here it doesn't go into Rafam, it leaves it, and there it has the Kasha. And Shagasai is very bothered by that. He says, Umi Yitin Shayimayim Lanar Vesena Fila Makam Echad. Shagamara Mayri Divrei Ezimayim Makam Echad. I would wish that the Rishayim would show me even one place that the Gemara would bring an Amir in one place for Stam. V'makam Acham Eisilam V'darchilah Be'ezidayim Kach Da'achi. Here, the Gemara brings it and doesn't say anything, Stam, and it stays. And there, the Gemara is Mamish Matka B'shtei Yadayim. And not only that, here's the real place. Here's Yuma. Here's the place where we're discussing it. There it was just put in Derech Agav. And there it says in the night here. So the Shagasai and the Nei Debuda, they both say the same Shtikal Torah. They say there's a big difference between our Gemara and that Gemara. Our Gemara brought Rav Sheshes, and that Gemara did not. That Gemara just stam says, Iti afilu b'shamis, zayis semeris, eir v'tzol shamis, ein eir v'tzol yom kippur. The other Gemara says, Akshay b'kach. But our Gemara brought Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes is the one that says, Shemay yichel mekiva al-ksefei. From Rav Sheshes, there's a raya. From the Braisa, there's no raya. From Rav Sheshes, there's a raya. Because like we said, Mechayer, what's the Gemara asking on my Hilchasa? What about Yud Beis Mil? Yud Beis Mil is their Isa. So you need a pasuk to tell you that there's no Issa of Yud Beis Mil. The Teretz is, because Rav Sheshes held, there's no Sarev Akshay B'kach. Because if the pasuk is needed for a case, which is the Eitzim and a Klal, when it becomes sick, that you can't say Akshay B'kach. It's not Akshay B'kach, it's not always that Eitzah is Mutter. Usually there's no Eitzah. Usually it works. In one case, where it got sick and you have to carry it, that's not a Akshay B'kach. So then you need a pasuk that on Shabbos it's mutter. But why can't we say that it means Yud Beis Mil? The Teretz is, because Rav Sheshes didn't hold the Sarev Akshay B'kach. Rav Sheshes held there's no Sarev Akshay B'kach. So you can't tell me I need a pasuk to be mata Yud Beis Mil, because every Yom Kippur is a problem with Yud Beis Mil. And it's mutter. So, now that you're going to have Shabbos also, it doesn't add anything. It already was matir isa tchum for Yom Kippur. Avad, that would mean it's matir isa tchum for Shabbos. So what's the case? The case must be Haitzah. And Haitzah is only in the mikvah of Yetzim Naklau, but sick. So now we have a kasha. So in the mikvah of Yetzim Naklau, but got sick, why do you have to say it's Deicha Shabbos? Let it bring a pasuk as Deicha Yom Kippur in that case. So Rafram said, I see from there that there is no Haitzah on Yom Kippur. So Mela, there's no case where there's a Yetzim and a Klal that you have to add a new Malach on Yom Kippur, because getting sick is not a Malach on Yom Kippur. Getting sick is not a Malach on Shabbos. So Mela, Ita Afilu B'Shabbos tells you that there's a Tchiyah Shabbos. I want to need a Pasuk Tchiyah Shabbos, tape a Glei, you should have a Pasuk for Tchiyah Yom Kippur. There is no Issa Haitzah on Yom Kippur. The Gemara in Krisos, Rafam was trying to learn out from the Brisa. So the Gemara is arguing on Rafam. The Gemara there says, you're learning out from a Brisa, that the Brisa could only mean Aitzah, which is also on Shabbos and Mudim Kip, but no, the Brisa means Tchumen. And by Tchumen Gufa, you can't bring a Raya from a Kip because it's a Ksheya Bekach. So don't tell me Tchumen I anyway know is Mutter on Yom Kippur. No, Yom Kippur is a Ksheya Bekach, so it can mean Tchumen. But why did Rav Sheshe say it means Tchumen? Because the Sheshe is oldest of Ksheya Bekach. Otherwise, you would have said it means Tchumen. So that's why he says it's a case of Chola. And Chola, there is no Ksheya Bekach. So Oyva Zay, so Chola, we need a Pasuk from Yom Kippur. On that, Rafam said, is it right? And if it's only Yom Kippurim. That's the shtickle from the Shagas Ayin and from the Neid Biyud. They're both mechanim to the same thing. Now, L'chari, you could have said this svara without bringing a raya to the Rif of Yud Beis Mil D'Raisi. You could have said this svara, and they mentioned this, that without Rav Sheshes, you would have said that maybe the heter is, you would have said that maybe the pshat is throwing it off the cliff. That on Yom Kippur it's a ksheir b'kach, and on Shabbos we need a pasuk. And again, Rav Sheshes doesn't hold the ksheir b'kach, so that's why Rav Sheshes couldn't say throwing off the cliff, because that I already know is mutter on Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur and Shabbos is the same. So I have to find a case of Eitzah, which I don't know that it'll be on Yom Kippur that it's mutter, because it's only a case of Chala. And then why don't we need a pasuk for Yom Kippur? The Torah says it must be because any of it's Yom Kippur. But the Gemara increases, could have said, Iti Yifil B'Shabbos is telling you you could kill it on Shabbos. And why can't you learn that from the fact you kill on Kippur? Because of a Ksheir B'Kach, like the Gemara says. So, but the Achrayim, like we mentioned before, the Shag Sayyid and they do the hell, it's not a Mamash Raya, because V'shilach med ishti is mashman shimuach already is derech Shabbos, even before you get to the throwing it off the cliff. Now the interesting thing is that the Teis Hashanim also suggests this teretz, but he doesn't like it so much. He says it differently. He doesn't hold the Tchumen of Yud Beis Mil, but he suggests the teretz of Tchumen Dereisa. There is a Tana of Tchumen Dereisa, so he suggests the teretz of Tchumen Dereisa. The thing is that what the Achrayim Naman, both in the debut and the Shagis Ayei, that to go and say that the Gemara here doesn't ask any kasha and Rafram, doesn't say about the Rafram Bedusi, and that's from Kaimai. And the Gemara there in Krisus says how the Rafram Bedusi, he doesn't like it, and they all do is a Deichik, and Taisu Shanim holds like Taisu, it's not such a Deichik, Mashakitzakan, Erech Shom, Divitai, Nibim Kaimai, Nishim Makamacher. He held that the Deichik was to go and say that Rafram said the same thing, and here Rafram said it on Rav Sheshes, and there, Rafam saying it on the Brisa. It's not. It's one Memra. He said the same Memra, the same Lashon. One of them, he meant a Raya from Rav Sheshes, and that the Gemara was a good Raya. It's a Raya from Rav Sheshes. And there he meant the Raya from the Brisa, and that the Gemara was not a good Raya. That he held was a big Deifik. Interesting. Also, another Ara is that the Pshan is based on the idea that even though Tchumen would apply to Yom Kippur, Tchumen of Yud Beis Mil, but Erev and Eitzah wouldn't apply. In Svara, I wouldn't say that so easily. L'chaira, what's the Chakira if there's a din Eitzah by Yom Kippur? The Chakira is, do we say it is a blanket rule? Since by Yom Kippur it says, Kol Malacha Leisatsu, whenever we look at Hilchas Shabbos, whatever is also in Hilchas Shabbos, that's what's also in Yom Kippur. Tchumen's also by Shabbos, Avad it's also by Yom Kippur. Or do we say no? If there's a Halacha in Shabbos, it doesn't necessarily apply to Yom Kippur. Malacha is Malacha of the Lamentes Malachas, the ones that did in the Mishkan, that applies to Yom Kippur. But if we say Itzah doesn't apply, what's Ipshah? We said over the Ritva, because Itzah, we wouldn't know for Malacha alone. Even though Itzah, the Mais is a Malacha, but we wouldn't know for Malacha alone. We need a Pasuk to tell it to you. The Pasuk's only by Shabbos. So Kalshkin Tchumen, Tchumen is also a Pasuk by Shabbos. And it's not even a Malacha, even Achta Pasuk. So Kalshkin, you would say that it shouldn't apply to Yom Kippur. To go and say, this shtickle is gebayt on the Yud Beis Mil would apply to Yom Kippur, but Eitzah would not. L'chai, it's fair to say that. Shag Zayat, so is necessary to this. Necessary to this problem with this shtickle Torah. Because I saw in the Divrei Yecheskel that he says, a yisha for the Rif, that even if Yud Beis Mil is their answer, but all it is a lav. There's no assay of Shabbos in by Yud Beis Mil. It's certainly not a kares, but there wouldn't even be an assay of Shabbos. So that's what he wants to say. You need a pasuk to be derech and Shabbos if it's al kaponim and asay v'leis asay. So you have an ena say derech leis asay, so you have a pasuk to be derech and Shabbos. But if all it is alive, you don't need a pasuk to be derech and Shabbos. Asay derech leis asay. So memela, That's why you can't say you need the pasuk for Yud Beis Mil. Yud Beis Mil be the pasuk now. Say the Chalaisa say. That's why it wouldn't be Derech Hashemis. That's the Divya Cheskel's Teretz for the Kasha and the Rif. Again, we have a Kasha and the Rif. The Yishayim asks his Kasha. Then why did the Gemara say Yud Beis Mil? So we have the Teretz of the Shag Sa'i and the Neid Behuda. That the Gemara here didn't want to say Yud Beis Mil because the Gemara didn't hold it as Rav Akshayat Bekaksa. Yud Beis Mil, anyway, we know it's Mutter because on Yom Kippur it's Mutter. So that's why we can't say we need a Pasuk to tell Yud Beis Mil. In Yom Kippur Yud Beis Mil is Mutter because this Gemara doesn't hold this Rav Akshayat Bekaksa. That's Berech the Teretz. And other Abba, the Pshat in the Gemara in Krisus that says, Akshayat Bekaksa, Chola wouldn't be Akshayat Bekaksa. The Pshat is there must be another Malach according to that Gemara that would apply to Yom Kippur and wouldn't apply to Shabbos because of Sheva Bekach Adra, but that's a Ryan that it's Yud Beis Mil. Like we said, it's not Mamish Ryan, you can say it's Kiyosu Lutzuk, but that's what they're saying. To answer the Kasha, the answer to Kasha is because Yud Beis Mil, anyway, you have Yud Isra on Yom Kippur. And that's the Aram saying, if it's saw is not us in Yom Kippur, Lachar Yud Beis Mil Koshkin should be us in Yom Kippur. But the Divya Cheskel saying it here, it's Yud Beis Mil is Osir, but there, since it's only in Issa Lav, you'd say the Chalaisa say. You need a Chil Shamis, which has an Asay Vilaisa say, when I say Laisa say Sheish Bekaris, that's where you need the Pasuk. Now the Gemara also says, Iti Afilu Betuma. The Gemara says, Iti Afilu Betuma Lamai Hilchasa. Amar Sheish is Laim Lok Shem Nitma, Mishalcha, Inichlis Imel Azara Mishalcha. If let's say the guy who was Mucha Me'esmol is Tami, so he's allowed to walk into the Azara Betuma and be Mishalcha. That's in life from Iti Afilu Betuma. So there's a sheet in the Kavetzis increases that Vidalanam and Aleph, it's in the Ashmatis, Eishid Beis, that says like this. He says, the Girsis Marizal Mefarish, Berkshne Seir, Numaiti, Tame, Nicholas Lazar, Leitziei. Nechite, Melami, Kanis, Yevi, Leim, Bechutz. Why should he walk into the Azar? Why don't you just bring it out? It sounds like there's no good reason for this Tchia. Why do you have to walk into, why would the Iti have to walk into the Azar? Bring it out of the Azar to where he is. Veshema, Kevin, Exiv, Yom, and Chayel, Fnei Hashem. Since it says Yom Chai Lefnei Hashem, so it has to Ishiti has to be Lefnei Hashem. In order for the Iti to work, he has to be in Nazar. He has to go into Nazar. But then he says another interesting thing. According to this pshat, is saying is not saying go into that zara. It's saying that even if he's tamei, he could do the shiluach. So it sounds to me, and I saw this in the Dvar of Ram in Simon Ches Eishid Beis, that the second teretz holds he doesn't walk into that zara. And even though the Gemara says clearly shenid mashalcha nichlas ima lazara mashalcha, but I think that's what he meant at the beginning when he said girsas marizal. There's two girsas. There's a girsa that's not nichlas ima lazara, and it's just shemnit b'mishalchay. It's mishalech, and the pasuk is just telling you that a tamei is kashal l'shiluach. Just like you need a pasuk to yimat the zaris, who would need a pasuk to yimat the tamei? I saw the Dvar Ram in Simchas Seif Eisid Beis also nemzon that according to the second pshat he can't go into that zar. According to the first pshat, there's some zaris akasav that in order to mishlech and he has to be lefnei Hashem, and according to the second pshat, he can't go into that zar. Iti afilu b'tum is teaching you that it's Deich HaTumah, that there's no psul tamim. The Milchas Ram mentions, because it's a little bit schwer, if a Zohar is kosher, Deich HaTumah should be possible. Where do you find such a thing? L'chaya, if it's an Avodah, like the Gemara says, one in the Pasuk Timat the Zohar, you would think a Parak Sivu Beis would be an Avodah. L'chaya says, it's not an Avodah. If it's not an Avodah, so it doesn't absolutely Avodah. So Deich HaTumah, there'd be a psul tamim. You don't find, where there's no Din Kuna, you don't find so often that there's a din tameh, but the Mechaz Ram says by Bama you have such a thing. A zar, there's no din kuna by Bama, kabana by Bama's yachid, there's no din kuna. When there's a hat to Bama's, there's a din avaydi, you bring kabana's a'il ashlamim, and a zar could do it. It's the Mishnah in Zvachim, the Afkuf Yigimah Min Aleph, the end of Zvachim, it has that. But even so, a tameh is possible by Bama. As I state, the Ramam Vish Mishnah is there, and really it's a Gemara. The Gemara earlier in Zvachim, the Afteh Zayin Min Aleph, is mavur that tamei is possible b'bama, but a zar is kasher. So you see, there's such a musig. There's a psul zar and a psul tamei, two different psulim. So once you have a pasuk be mar b'zar, you don't yet know what to mar b'tamei. You need another pasuk to mar b'tamei. But pashtus the gemara means you can go into that zar like the gemara. Our girsu the gemara shenim mishalcha nichzamei lazar mishalchay, and the kasher is wanting to bring it out of that zar. So the Tayyar says, like the Shita says, it must be Xeris Akasif, then he has to go into the Azar, otherwise not a Kiyam of the Shiluach. So the Sefer Gachla Eish, that was written in the time of Reb Chaim Briska, has a skull from Reb Chaim Briska, and he asks Akasha, we find in the beginning of the Masechta, right, that Shivas Yamim Kanye Mikmum Efrishin Kaigala Beis Eliskas Vajjins, then Prishin Shivas Yamim, Umaskin Le Kaigala Lacha, and you have another Kaigala ready to take over, Shem Yulay Psul if he becomes Tame. Now when he becomes Tame, the other Kayin takes over, even though the other Kayin didn't have Prisha Shivas Yamin. The other Kayin did not have Prisha Shivas Yamin, he still takes over. Why don't we say the Kayin Galus do it? We know that Tumah is Hutchum Mitzibah, right? The Avayrishim Krim is Deicha Tumah. Tarot says, if you have an Eitzah, you have a Kayin Galus, it's only Tchuyah. You have an Eitzah, so the Torah does it. But the Shaila is, but you're missing Prisha Shivas Yamin. The Tarot says, it's not good enough to be Matcha Tumah. So here, it says, Klar Chola Mishalcha, Mishalcha B'yanacha. That's what the Gemara says. If the Ish Iti is sick, so send him to someone else. So, you really could do that Veda with someone else, you'll be missing the Mile of Mizumin. So how come by the Kayin Gadol, when he becomes Tamei, you do that Veda with someone else? Are you going to be missing the Mile of Prisha Shivas Yamin? You say, no, Tumah is only Hilchot B'tzibur. Here, the Ish Iti becomes Tamei, and you don't give it to someone else. You let him go into that Zohar. Why? What's the difference in Maila of Prisha Shivas Yamim, where there we say that we're willing to forego it in order to have done Batara, and the Maila of Mizumin by Ishiti, where there we say no. Even if it's going to be Betumah, we're going to do the Maila of Ishiti. It's not necessary for Rav Shiluach. We get someone else for Rav Shiluach. If he was sick, Mishalach would be an Acher. So he says, he asks his Kasha to Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, and Reb Chaim first answered him that when the Kohen Gadol becomes Tamei, there's two Isurim. There's an Isur of Kisa Lazar, but there's also another Isur of Veda B'tumah. When the Ish Iti becomes Tamei, it's only one Isur of Kisa Lazar. So when you're dealing with one Isur of Kisa Lazar, so that, matcha, even for a Maila of Ish Iti of Mezumin, Mashiach is dealing with two Isurim, both the Isur of Kisa Lazar and the Isur of Veda B'tumah, then we're not matter it, even for the Maila of Prisha Shivas Yamin. So the Gach Leish asked from the Gemara in Zvachim, the Achlam, the days is no chilti two isurim and one isur. So Reb Chaim told him, when he came back to Reb Chaim with his kash, Reb Chaim told him, Avayda betum is a psula guf and it's more chamer. Knisa bazar is an isur, but Avayda betum is a psula is more chamer. So the Minchas Ram brings this down, and he says, I'll explain to you what he meant. And Mustami meant this way the first time also. Knisa bazar is an aveir, it's an isur. But that's mutl, it's erich aveir shem kippur. Who within its mutl tzarech the mile of iti of mezumin? Mashenkin, doing aveda betumah is more than an aveira. Doing aveda betumah is a chsarn in aveda. It's a psul aveda. Yeah, the psul is nitcher. It's an override. So mele lemaisa it's kasher, but there is a chsarn in them. For tzibur it's kasher, but it's tchliy betzibur. There is a chsarn. So mele we're dealing with just an isser of going into the azara betumah. So when it comes to aveda shem kippurim, it's nitcha the issa of tumah, even for the mile of iti. But when the tumah is going to be done with when the avoda is going to be done with the psul tumah, so that we have a choice if we're just going to be if we're going to give up on the din of prisha shivas yamin, so we shouldn't have the psul tumah. Chai richtig svara. The Mechaz Ram himself says another svara. It's not Reb Chaim's svara. It's his own svara. That prisha shivas yamin is a mitzvah, but it's not a din in the avoda. So in case the Kohen Gadol becomes Tamei, and you need a Kohen Gadol at Tzar, even though with the Eved, a Kohen Gadol Tamei, it works, but you have a Kohen Gadol at Tzar, so you'll be missing the Mitzvah Prisha Shivas Yam. You're an Einus on the Mitzvah Prisha Shivas Yam for the second Kohen. That's okay. But Iti is a mile in the Etzem Avayda. For a mile in the Etzem Avayda is Deicha Tumah. Stand for a Mitzvah, so you try to do the Mitzvah. You send your Mafresh Kohen Gadol, now he became Tamei, the second Kohen was too late, you don't have 7 days to do the Mitzvah, fine. So you'll miss the Mitzvah. But the avoid is not any better. Here, the avoid is a different avoid than when it's done with the shiti. So that's Deicha Tumah. That's what he wants to say. But Reb Chaim Shtickel, the way he's explaining it, is that if we're dealing with a psul is a b'di'evit. So you can give up and preach Shiva Shavuot for a psul. If you're dealing with an isser, this is not a b'di'evit. This is nitcha. So even for the mail of ishiti, the isser tumah will be nitcha. Now, Nachash Shtickel, the Gemara goes further. Dachvav leimeis yoreh achmen v'sendu. The Gemara put a question to Asher Belezer. The Chum said, let's say you pushed it and it didn't die. You go out and you don't out after it and kill it. Now what's his din? You pushed it down the cliff, it didn't die. You have to go after it and kill it. So Dvar Avram, he has a whole shtickle on Tzim Mishlech, it's a chelik beis Tzim and Ches, and Eis Gimel, he says, I see from here that the mitzvah of Shiluach Tzim Mishlech is to kill it. Because if not, why would he go after it and kill it? If the mitzvah is time to push it off the cliff and the male dies, but there's no mitzvah to kill it, so then you wouldn't go after it and kill it. Because it's Yitzchil Shabbos, it's Yitzchil Yom, it's Yitzchil Yom Kippurim. So the Teres Kainim really says it. Teres Kainim says, V'shilach Eis, Shiluach HaLamisa. Yomad Chai tells you the Yoman is Chai, but the Shiluach is Lamisa. So you see from the Eskainim, you dash from the Pasuk, you have to kill it. Shalom Yosef says, Yomad Chai tells you Sha'asu Lomas. And it brings the Raya from the Bavli, even as the Teres Kainim, Shalom, that since the Bavli says you have to go out and kill it, Vaistes is the din to kill the Sahir. You don't just throw it off the cliff and the male dies. The din to kill it. Now, in Eis Tess, he asks the Kasha, but what's the mile of killing it if it didn't die? In Chayyid, there's no stamitsu to kill it. It's not two separate dinim, he says. Not mistamit to say it's two dinims. A din to throw it off a cliff is another din to kill it. In Chayyid, the din is, this is a eifin how to kill it. You throw it off the cliff, and that's how you kill it. Now, if it didn't die that way, in Chayyid, you should have to bring it back up to the cliff and try again to throw it off the cliff and kill it. What's the mile of going and killing it? The Adayim. So he says, the Teretz is like this. The Teretz is, the mitzvah to kill it doesn't mean that it should die. Because that's not up to you. That's up to Hashem if it dies. The mitzvah to kill it is to do a ma'aseh of killing it. You know, he shtals to something with Yibum. I want to shtals to the Igros Moshe by Priya V'Rivya. He says, the mitzvah of Priya V'Rivya is not having the child, because not up to you to have the child. The mitzvah of Priya V'Rivya is the ma'aseh bia, the attempt to have the child. Same thing here. The mitzvah of Seim HaShalech is throwing it off the cliff to kill it. Doing the ma'aseh to kill it. But the dying is not a chelek in the mitzvah, it's not up to you. So what's the pshat that you go down and you kill it? What's the mitzvah? Teretz is, that's shari mitzvah. That's kind of like a shari mitzvah. It's like evarim u'pedarim, where even though it's not ma'akev, but you burn it. The word is, it's supposed to be dead. You're supposed to kill it, you're throwing it off the cliff. If it didn't die, you're throwing it off the cliff, there's still a mitzvah for it to be dead, which you can mekayim afterwards. But to throw it off the cliff again is no point. You already did. And you did it to kill it. It didn't die. But there's a maila. It's not a chiv, but there's a maila if it dies. And for that maila also, Shabbos and Kippur is nidcha. But if there was no mitzvah for it to be dead, then about there would be no din to kill it. The mitzvah is not stop throwing it off the cliff. The mitzvah is to kill it throwing off the cliff. But you don't need the dying for the kiyam, because the kiyam is just doing the maisa to kill it. But the maisa, but when you actually kill it, that's the shiori mitzvah, which is also the echim kiv. That's the shtekah from the Dvar Avram.